Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, season 5 of The Crown is going to be released on Netflix this Wednesday. And to celebrate that, I spoke earlier to Imelda Staunton, who plays the Queen, and Jonathan Pryce, who plays Prince Philip. I caught up with them recently and I started by asking them the timing of this series with the passing of Queen Elizabeth. I asked Imelda if she felt the betrayal of the royal family might cause controversy.
There's not a lot we can do about that. We've already filmed series 5, so nothing to be done. And also, remember, nothing happens in any of these series that hasn't already been in the public domain. So I think people will want to watch it and will be greatly comforted by watching it. And already The Crown has its fan base, but I think with recent events, I think more people may actually find themselves watching it. And I don't think Peter Morgan or the production have ever done anything that is undignified or untruthful.
My personal point of view is not Netflix or Peter Morgan's, is that if we delayed anything or changed anything or thought we had to do anything different, it would be an admission that what we were doing anyway wasn't right. And that's not the case at all. We've shown the emotional life of the royal family more than anything.
Imelda, one of the enduring, I suppose, relationships that we have watched unfold over the years. I'll come to that of yours and Prince Philip's in a moment, but the Queen and Princess Margaret, particularly, I was actually quite moved and almost upset watching episode 4, the episode that looks at, I suppose, the regret, the Annus Horribilis, as it was titled, but the regret of maybe the lack of potential in terms of Princess Margaret. Her life seemed quite unfulfilled. But yet that bond between the sisters, it's a really complicated relationship, isn't it?
It is complicated and of course made complicated because this person is the Queen and, you know, forbade her sister from marrying. And as she said, I forbade you as a queen, not as your sister. And of course, then there's immediate and everlasting conflict. So that is, of course, really difficult for them, but very good for actors to play. But I think, yes, it was a difficult and loving relationship.
Yeah, and there seemed to be a lot of love between them, despite that friction, perhaps. But I suppose the standout relationship ahead of everyone else in the Queen's life was that of the two characters that you both play. I feel that Philip, Jonathan, is one of the characters that come out of The Crown more likable than perhaps we would have otherwise thought him. He was viewed publicly as a little bit grumpy and irascible and all that kind of stuff. And yet within this, I find him very hard not to like.
Yeah, well, it's a surprise to me as well. because my view of him was only ever what I read in the papers and occasionally saw on television as this person who made a lot of inappropriate remarks, a few gaffes here and there. And then the more I found out about him, and especially through Peter's script, you discovered what a man of great intellect he was. He was, began a number of charities, the World Wildlife Fund and the Duke of Edinburgh's Award. And he was, to the people who knew him, an immensely likable man, a sort of man among men, if you like. And I found that out from doing the carriage driving, for instance.
Yes.
The guy who taught me carriage driving worked with Prince Philip on carriage driving, told me what he was like in public. He was enormously likable.
Do you both sense that theirs truly was a love story? Because I in my youth, perhaps, when I looked at them, I just thought this old pair, I kind of imagined an arranged marriage and I never thought much about it. But it seems to be a love story.
I mean, I think they got dead lucky because they knew the world they were in. But within that, they happen to really love each other. And it's interesting, isn't it, that she was with this, you know, irascible but funny, and that she recognized his humor and his, you know, and his empathy, I think, and that I absolutely, it never felt like a lie from the beginning or an arranged marriage. Of course it was arranged, but I think they were very lucky in as much as that they really did adore each other.
Can I just ask you, both of you, is it difficult to step into a role that, that somebody else has created an impression within?
I think because, you know, it's the nature of this series that each series there will be a new representation of Philip and Elizabeth and all the others. And you go into this knowing that, and I never felt I had to refer back to anything Tobias did, and I had enough to look at with the real prince.
It is interesting playing them at different ages.
Yeah.
They could have aged up Olivia Colman. They could have made me look younger, but no, we're playing them at our age, and that's another ingredient that's really useful.
If the royals were to watch this, would you be happy with what they've seen on screen? Do you think that the representation, you'd be happy for them to watch?
Yes, because, you know, they know what it is. They know, they might know more, well, they will know more truths than we know, and even that Peter Morgan knows. And they can hopefully take it or leave it.
It must be an extraordinary position to be in, though, to know that your lives are being presented on television. I don't think Prince Philip would give it the time of day.
Not at all.
Yeah, I totally agree, although I suspect that even if he did see it, he'd probably curse about it quite a lot, but I quite like him for that as well. Look, thank you both very much for speaking to me. I really do appreciate it and can't wait to see the rest of the season.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.